this past week's parsha is parsha's Vayishlach. The pasuk says, "Vayivosa Yaakov the Vadoi." Yaakov remained by himself. Vayayovek ishim vayadalos hashachar. And a man wrestled with him until dawn. Rashi and Chazal tell us that this man that wrestled with Yaakov was no other than the Sar Shel Esav, otherwise known as the Satan. So we need to understand why is it that the Sar Shel Esav picked on Yaakov specifically because Vayivosa Yaakov Levadai, specifically because Yaakov remained by himself. Pasuk continues, Vayaki lo yochaloi, he saw that he will not overcome Yaakov, Vayiga b'chaf yirechoi. So he touched the spoon of his thigh. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov ve'yovka yimoi. And the spoon of Yaakov's thigh dislocated while they were wrestling. So here also we need to understand why he specifically touched him in the kaf yerechai, in the spoon of his thigh. The Gemara Masechtas Chulin, there's a machlokes, how this Sar Shel Esav appeared to Yaakov, in what form. One opinion in the Gemara there says, ka'akum nidmaloi, that he appeared to Yaakov like an idol worshipper. Another opinion there is Ketamot Chacham Nidmalai, that he appeared to him like Ketamot Chacham. So we need to understand what is the reasoning of these two opinions, and what exactly is their dispute, and mainly, what do we learn from this whole parsha and from this machlokes? So I'd like to suggest that this parsha is coming to teach us how we need to see ourselves. Meaning how a person needs to see themselves in their own eyes. Their Yetzahara has two different approaches of how he gets us to evaluate ourselves. Number one approach of the Yetzahara is that we tend to compare ourselves to people that are a much lower level than we are. Thereby feeling very comfortable with ourselves, since we're so much better than so-and-so. Therefore, we can pat ourselves on the back and be satisfied with the way we are. Klal Yisrael can always be satisfied with the fact that we're always better than the nations of the world. And the same applies to individuals as well. Each and every individual can choose to be satisfied with themselves if they choose to compare themselves to people that are on a much lower level than they are. So that's one tactic of the Yetzirah. Another tactic of the Yetzirah is that one should compare themselves to someone that is on a much higher level than they are. And when a person compares themselves to a person that is of great stature, and the person feels very small compared to that person, the person then becomes very saddened and despairs of trying to grow, because the person never doesn't see themselves ever reaching the level of the person they're comparing themselves to. Both of these approaches are atzas ha-yetzer. They are tactics of the Yetzirah to either keep the person satisfied that the person shouldn't seek to grow because they are comparing themselves to someone that is lower than they are, or that a person should be so depressed by since they're comparing themselves to someone much greater than they are, and therefore they should despair and give up on growing. The true approach is that a person needs to evaluate themselves based on themselves, not based on anyone else. A person must evaluate one's own potential, one's own kaiches, and it is only compared to that a person has the right to see themselves. A person has to see whether one has to see whether they themselves are living up to their own potential, whether one is using their own kaiches ha-nefesh, their own strengths, to their full capacity. It is known that the Rebbe Zisha had a brother, Rebbe Meilach of Lezhensk. So Rebbe Zisha, in his great humility, used to say, when I get up to heaven, the Rebbein Shlom is going to ask me, Zisha, Favus bistinish Zisha. The Rebbein Shlom is going to ask me, Zisha, why aren't you Zisha? The Rebbein Shlom is not going to ask me, Zisha, Favus bistinish Meilach. The Rebbein Shlom is not going to demand of me why I didn't live up to becoming what my brother is. He's going to ask me why I didn't live up to my own potential. So this needs to be the focus of each and every person. Am I living up to my own potential, and not to allow the Yetzirah to compare ourselves to other people, whether they are of lower stature than we are or of greater stature? There's a famous story with the Netziv from Volozhin. The Netziv told a story about himself that when he was 14 years old, up until the age of 14, he was really not interested in learning. He used to fool around. And he once overheard, when he was 14 years old, he heard his parents talking to each other. And his father said to his mother, I'm not sure what to do with Naftali. His name was Naftali. I'm not sure what to do with Naftali. He apparently is not interested in learning. So I think I'm going to have to teach him a trade. And Netziv's father was a chashev rav. And a person who loved Torah. And the Netziv was able to sense in his father's tone that he was very broken, very saddened by the fact that his son, Naftali, wasn't interested in learning. And it touched little Naftali to the point that he ran into the room where his parents were talking, and he said, Tati and Mama, I'm telling you, I'm going to commit to learning. You have nothing to worry about. I'm going to become a different person. And hence the Netziv of Volozhin. And the Netziv wrote numerous svarim. One of his svarim on Sheiltis is called Emek Shaila. So the Netziv said that. Let's focus for a moment on, had I not overheard my parents talking to each other? So my father would have gotten me someone to teach me a trade, and I would have learned the trade, and I would have become a balabas. maybe even a Torah de Gabalabas. But after 120, I would have come up to heaven, and the Rabbi Nishlam would have said to me, Naftali, Avu is on Emek Shaila. Where is your Emek Shaila? I wouldn't have known what he's talking about. A person has to truthfully evaluate themselves based on their own potential. And that is something a person needs to pursue. And I believe that this is what our parsha is alluding to. Vayivosa Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov remained all by himself. Meaning that Yaakov, when he evaluated himself, it was totally by himself. Meaning that he did not compare himself to anyone else. It was Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov himself. That is how he evaluated and focused on his own potential. And on that, there was a tremendous melchama with the Satan. There was a tremendous struggle with the Satan. And on this, we have two opinions in the Gemara, what the struggle was. One says, ka'akum nidmalai. One says that the struggle with the Satan was that the Satan appeared to him as an idol worshiper, saying to him, why don't you compare yourself to the idol worshiper? And compared to the idol worshiper, you're gewaldic. You're doing great. You're always greater than the idol worshiper. So pat yourself on the back, be satisfied with yourself, and stop thinking about growing. That's the first opinion. The second opinion says no. Kitamut Chacham Nidmalai. The Mechamas Hayetzer was that he appeared like a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he wanted Yaakov to compare himself to the Talmud Chacham and to become depressed and despair of ever becoming what this Talmud Chacham has become. But Yaakov Avinu didn't allow the Sar Shel Esav to win. It remained by Vosar Yaakov Levadoi. Not like, I'm not comparing myself to the Akum, I'm not comparing myself to the Talmud Chacham. It's Yaakov all by himself. So when the Satan saw that he couldn't overcome Yaakov, he touched the cuff of Yaakov's descendants. The cuff, as we know, the cuff in the Aleph Beis is the cuff hadimyon. If you want to say something is like something else, you use the letter kaf. Zeh, kezeh, this is like this. Since, although the Satan couldn't overcome Yaakov himself regarding his kaf, because Yaakov refused to compare himself to anyone else, but vayiga b'chaf yireichai, the Satan was able to compromise the kaf of Yaakov's descendants. Meaning that we have that constant battle with our Satan, with our Yetzer, to compare ourselves to people that are either of lesser stature than we are, or of greater stature than we are. In both cases, coming to the conclusion that we don't need to grow. The message we need to take from this parsha is Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, not to allow the Sar Shel Esav to overcome us with the Akum or the Talmud Chacham. We need to only compare ourselves to ourselves. We need to compare ourselves to our potential, and to pursue reaching that potential. That's one of ours. I want to share with you one more.